As we told you yesterday, prosecutors have called for the arrest of J.Y. Lee, acting head of Samsung. Joining us from South Korea, where she's been reporting on this corruption scandal, is Elise Hu from NPR. Welcome back to the show, Elise.
Happy to be here. It's great to see y'all.
So first, let's talk about what the accusations are against Lee.
There are three charges tied to this request for his arrest. It's bribery, embezzlement, and perjury. And it all has to do with this giant political scandal that's been going on in Korea since last October or November or so. And so we have been watching these events unfold. They have led to these record-sized protests in the streets, and they've also led to the impeachment in December of the president. The president hasn't been removed yet, but there is an impeachment trial going on in which a constitutional court will decide whether she's going to be removed. The specific charges against J.Y. Lee have to do with payoffs, essentially what Samsung paid the government in order to get something in return. And it wasn't really the government directly. We should specify that we're talking about a close confidant of Park Geun-hye's, the president, who set up these mysterious nonprofit foundations that didn't really do anything. But Samsung, according to prosecutors, directed $36 million to these nonprofits, including almost $1 million for a dressage horse because the confidant's daughter is a dressage champ.
So
I did not make this up.
So this was all in the spirit to, we assume Samsung eventually got some benefit from this horse, et cetera.
Well, right. The prosecutors alleged that what Samsung wanted was favor, a particular favor, which was support for a 2015 merger between two of its affiliates. This merger was actually quite controversial because Elliott, an activist hedge fund in the United States, was against it because they wanted to sort of see a restructuring of Samsung to see that the family had much less control because these patriarchal family-owned conglomerates really dominate South Korea. But one of the biggest shareholders in making this decision was actually the government, the South Korean government pension fund. And so the pension fund did support the merger, which helped it pass. And so there's a lot of questions around who asked for what, whether the money made a difference. We know that there were three meetings between EJ Young, who's J.Y. Lee, and President Park, who is now impeached, within the last few years. And we don't know what was happening between the two of them.
So in reading about this, it seems like, you know, this family in particular is no stranger to legal kind of issues, let's say, to put it lightly. Lee's father was convicted of bribery in 1996. There's also tax evasion, breach of trust in 2009. Nothing that resulted in arrest or jail time. And apparently it was cleaned up thanks to a presidential pardon. So this family has a rich history in this sort of stuff. How do they get away with it all the time? And is this going to be any different, do you think?
That's the huge question here in South Korea, because these huge chaebols or family controlled industrial empires really run so much of the economy. So here in South Korea, my car insurance is Samsung. The convenience stores are run by Samsung, hospitals, hotels, all Samsung. And so the sort of near total control that these chaebols, and it's Samsung, it's Lotte Group, which is another big one here, it's SK, which supplies the mobile infrastructure, among other things. The Hyundai, LG, they have such sort of outsized influence in the economy that often what happens with government is they say, we don't want to put this guy in jail because it would be bad for the economy to do so.
Right.
And so that is actually why Egan Hee, who is J.Y. Lee's father, has been able to avoid jail time. They've just erased his record and pardoned him both times that he's been convicted because Samsung is so critical. They call South Korea the Republic of Samsung. So the big question now is public fervor over the outsized influence of these conglomerates so high that the next president or the current one will not be able to pardon J.Y. Lee if he does end up getting convicted?
Wow.
So when we talk about Samsung, I mean, what you're saying is it's a lot more than just, oh, the Note 7 fiasco. why is this a particularly difficult time for Samsung as a company for this to happen to them?
Well, Samsung will argue that they're fine, essentially, like that the deputies under JY Lee are running the company day to day and that everything should be okay because he's only bringing in sort of brought in for the big decisions. And they're also questioning whether he should even be arrested at all. So they're questioning the merits of the request for JY Lee's arrest. But yeah, you bring up the Galaxy Note 7. We are expecting, as you all know, the results of Samsung's internal investigation on what went wrong there, within the next week or a couple of weeks or so. So all of this is sort of an unfortunate confluence of events, just as JY Lee was supposed to be set up as the successor to his father, who has been incapacitated in a hospital for almost 3 years now.
And so, you know, you reported on Silicon Valley and tech in the United States before. So what's the comparison there? Like when we start to worry about Facebook or, you know, Peter Thiel or other executives in Silicon Valley having influence over the government, how would you compare the way things operate there with the way things operate here?
I would say the tech companies here have far more influence than any individual company in the United States. And I shouldn't even limit it to tech because Samsung here is obviously also insurance and shipping and confectionaries and all these other things. So the reason why is because of the way they were set up. They were set up to help fuel South Korea's miracle growth after the war. So South Korea is one of the is spoken of as one of these sort of miracle economies because it went from one of the poorest nations in the world to one of the richest nations in the world inside of 3 decades. And that was partially because government chose winners and losers in the 1960s. It was run by a dictator who happens to be this impeached president's father. So all of this is really great drama. But it was run by a dictator, Park Chung-hee, and this father of the current president, this dictator, basically deemed, you know, Daewoo, Samsung, these particular chaebol are going to be the ones that get all the government benefits and free land and all of these supports. And so that has sort of inextricably linked government and chaebol for as long as they've been around. And South Korea has been reluctant to rein them in because they've been so successful for the economy.
Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see. There's when's the next development that we're expected to hear?
In a few hours, actually. So JY Lee is about to head to the Seoul Detention Center to wait to learn his fate. A judge has to decide whether he is going to actually issue the warrant for his arrest. And if he does issue that warrant, the de facto head of Samsung will be detained today.
And then what? I mean, at that point, the person who replaced the other person who was leading, I mean, I think his father is still like officially in charge until he passes away, apparently. Right. But I mean, once his son, if he's actually arrested, I mean, what happens at that point?
Samsung hasn't told us of a succession plan. You know, as y'all know, Samsung's has been famously closed and tight about its media relations and what it shares. And so it's kind of an open question who's going to run the company day to day, who they're going to name. And maybe they'll just leave JY Lee in charge, at least in title, hoping that his lawyers will help keep him out of jail.